Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'll admit, I don't actually have a topic in mind for today's podcast episode, but I'm going to start speaking and let's just see what happens. Recently I managed to find, firstly, I've been on the hunt for podcasts. Yes, I remember saying, not all that long ago to be honest, that I was sort of moving away from podcasts and moving more towards like televised media. Stuff you can see on television, drama, films, or anime, that kind of thing, animated things. Well, that didn't go to plan. I'm one of these people who just finds it hard sitting still and watching television. So it doesn't really work that well for me. So I'm back on the podcasts pretty much full time. I've got like one thing that I'm still watching, or a couple of things, animated things I'm still watching, but I'm just not such a fan of TV. And with podcasts, it's just being able to do other stuff at the same time. It's being able to like tidy the house up whilst you're listening, or I don't know, wash dishes or prepare a meal or go for a walk in the outdoors. It's just so different. And I just enjoy it so much more. So yeah, back on podcasts, and I've been searching for new podcasts recently because, you know, like I mentioned before, the problem I was having is I was sort of outgrowing the podcasts that were sort of for learners and sort of had very learner type material in them, and I wanted something a bit more native, but not maybe full on native, because some of the podcasts I've tried, like for native Japanese speakers, are just like, wow, very, very fast. And I can follow along with what's being said, depending on the topic, but it is not easy. It takes a lot of concentration. So I want something that's a bit more difficult to listen to, but not too difficult. Anyway, one podcast I found recently, I can't even remember the name. I think there's a VTuber, a virtual YouTuber. I don't think they're so popular in any country apart from Japan, really. But it's someone who has like a sort of animated computer character avatar. Like, instead of really showing themselves on the video, it's like this animated character. I suppose this podcast is a bit like that. Like, the profile picture is some kind of animated character, and the voice of the person who does the podcast is very sort of like animated character style. I've no idea if that's her real voice or if that's just something for the podcast, but it's sort of like a very cute sounding voice. But anyway, the good thing about this podcast that I really like is it's in friendly, friendly isn't the right way of saying it, like the friendly, the informal style of Japanese. And right at the start of the podcast, she mentions that she's going to be just talking in this sort of informal fashion, this informal way, like she would as if she were talking to a friend, which is great, because I don't know how much you know about Japanese, but there's like too many levels of ways that you can alter the way that you speak, the words that you use, depending on how formal or informal a situation is. And I don't know if other people learning Japanese have this problem, but if it's too formal, I find it really hard to listen to. I find it hard to sort of engage with. Like, it just sounds, it sounds too formal and sort of like a bit dry, like a bit, you know, like not so fun. So the podcasts that I really appreciate, and to be honest, there aren't that many of them, are the ones where someone's informal. And I think that, like, being informal, you know, like you're talking to a friend, being casual, really changes the dynamic, so sort of like the style, the feel of a podcast. And that's why I try to be informal. I think on this podcast, it's like a mixture of informal and formal at the same time. I want to be completely informal when I talk. But I know if I do that, if I completely like let go, if I stop myself thinking about what I'm saying, it's just going to be completely natural, fast English. And I want a bit of moderation. You know, I want to keep myself in check a little. Otherwise, it's just going to be too fast. Maybe not too fast, but like, yeah, I like to think about what I'm saying. And if I use a difficult word, I want to explain that. Or if I use a phrase, I want to explain that. Or sometimes if I say a word, I want to choose another word similar to it and then say that at the same time. So you can sort of begin to link words together in your mind, because that's a really good way of remembering things. So I do often try and say two words together at the same time. I've done it in this podcast just like a few minutes ago. So yeah, I can't completely let go, but definitely I want to try doing that someday. So in the future, I have plans that I would like to start another podcast that is not really aimed at English language learners, but I think anyone who's listening to this podcast and is thinking, this is so easy to understand, I understand everything that Chris says, or maybe like I understand 80%, 90%, and I want a bit more of a challenge, or I just want to listen to English that's a bit faster, I think this podcast that I'd like to make would be good for you. But I'm not going to say what it is yet, because it depends on so many things. You know, without giving too much away, without saying too much, well, I'm not going to say anything. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. All that you need to know is that I definitely want to start making another podcast at some point. And if I can do it, I will do it. But some things need to fall into place first. So some things need to happen in order for me to be in a position to do it. Yeah. Right. So what should I talk about next? It seems that I've got to this place where I've gone down a little road talking about podcasts and language learning a bit, you know, because podcasts are for language learning. Well, mine are anyway. And I don't know what to talk about. I suppose, actually, there was another thing I was thinking about only this morning, and it was natural podcasts. It was the value. I'm going back onto podcasts, sorry. Back onto the podcast topic. But it's interesting. It was like the value of like natural podcasts, because as you know, I edit my podcast. Sometimes I'm just talking away and then it's like, I'm just thinking for a long time and I, sorry, and I have to edit that silence out, or maybe I'll edit something like that out where my voice goes a bit weird and like record it again. But there's something to be said for like a natural, really natural podcast where you just, you press play, you press record and then you just talk and talk and talk and then you press stop at the end and you don't edit and you make mistakes. And there's lots of long pauses in there because that's, you know, that is really, really natural English then, isn't it? That is, that's as natural as you can get. That's real life then. You're capturing real life. It's unedited. And I do like the idea of doing that. But I don't know what other people like. I don't know if that's going to be boring to you if there's long pauses. I might give it a try actually. I might try doing it and see if people like it more or not. But there is this one YouTube channel I watch, and it's edited. Like it's you know, you can see it is edited quite a bit, but it has this really relaxed feel to it. It has this really natural sort of calm feel to it, and I like that. And I think, if you can combine that, if you can get that into a podcast where it's like natural and relaxed, then I think that's good. I think that's going to be helpful for learning, picking up a language. So yeah, I'm always looking for Japanese podcasts with very informal language. There's just too many formal ones. I know when my girlfriend was doing one last, I said, Stop using all this formal Japanese. I want to hear informal Japanese, please. Everyone's using formal Japanese. Just make it informal, like you're talking to a mate, like you're chatting to a friend in a pub. That's the style I want to hear. Because, you know, formal language is everywhere. If you want to, like, listen to some, you know, proper material, so-called proper material, like the workbooks that come with audio CDs and whatnot, it's always formal. The stuff that's rare, the stuff that's valuable to me is definitely informal. Right, I think I have definitely talked enough about podcasts and informal and formal language and what else? Oh, I don't know, whatever other nonsense I've talked about today. So that is it. Until next time, I hope you're having a great time listening to this podcast, and I hope you're also listening to not just my podcast, but also other people's excellent podcasts. Let's also hope that they are informal too. We don't want too much formal English. It's boring and stiff. You want something fun, something you can connect with. That's good. Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.